Gerald Cavendish, you are the international chairman of Military Agency for Standardization.
Yes, I think everyone is now agreed, and it has taken some time.
Gerald Cavendish, because of the lack of standardization, a NATO air defense exercise ended with half of the planes shot down being our own planes.
Can we look at this question first from a positive point of view? My agency, the Military Agency for Standardization, has in fact been in existence and indeed working on this problem for...
Gerald Cavendish.
Very nearly 29 years now.
Half of the planes shot down our own planes.
Okay. My agency, the Military Agency for Standardization, has in fact been working quite hard in this field for some 15 years.
If you read the papers or listen to radio or television broadcasts, you might get the impression half of the planes shot down being our own planes.
Okay. My agency runs a thing called the Terminology Program, basically saying, problem, go away.
General Cavendish, our own planes shot down because of the lack of standardization, not to say the conviction.
Problem, go away.
The Warsaw Pact powers are enjoying superb standardization.
That really is what this exercise proved.
Now, quite recently, a highly respectable English language daily newspaper again carried a story repeated umpteen times before, according to which half of the planes being shot down because of the lack of standardization.
Now, I don't know whether half the planes were shot down.
Half of the planes shot down.
I don't know whether half the planes...
Half our own planes shot down.
I'm sure, perhaps, some...
Half...
Some planes...
Half our own planes...
Some of our own planes might have been...
Shot down...
Might have been shot down. They will pay for it.
Now, General...
They will pay for it. 15 years.
General Cavendish.
They're gunners. They will pay for it.
General.
The missile men.
General.
The missile men will pay for it.
General Cavendish.
Pay for it.
General.
Okay. If you look at what the problem is, how do you recognize friend from foe when military aircraft nowadays tend to look remarkably similar to each other? Now, we have indeed looked at this problem in a big way. We call it friend and foe interoperability. A lot of work has gone on to develop standardized solutions to make this problem go away.
General Cavendish, you are the international chairman of Military Agency for Standardization. Because of the lack of standardization of the planes shot down, half...
Perhaps might have been shot down.
...being our own planes.
But in many respects, that actually is not a standardization problem, it's a training one. And secondly, of course, they will pay for it.
General Cavendish.
So what I'm really saying is that it's not only a standardization problem, this.
If not, what's the difference?
The trouble is that is one of those questions which I think theoretically one could expand upon for a long time, but the whole process, and by definition, friend and foe, interoperability does not solve what we describe as configuration control of problems, FF for short, and thus of what needs to be solved. Secondly,
that was General Cavendish, the International Chairman of Military Agency for Standardization, Stephen Vick at headquarters in Brussels.